Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Wrestling World. Welcome to this exciting episode of Wrestling World because we are just a few days away from WrestleMania weekend. Now, if you're a fan of pro wrestling, then obviously you know what WrestleMania weekend is like. Exciting matches, exciting feuds. Well, somewhat. And that's what we'll be getting into on tonight's episode. Now, if you watch Raw Monday night, there was some good, some bad. I was a little bit in between on tonight's episode of the good and the bad. If I had to grade it, I'd give it a C, because I don't think it was great, but I don't necessarily think it was horrible. The reasons I think it was bad is because two reasons. Logan Paul and The Miz and this whole feud with the Mysterios. Now, I've said this before. The Miz, he's a great heel. And if you want to get over as a heel, which The Miz is already over, but if you need to partner with somebody that people hate, what better person to do it than Logan Paul? Because everybody hates the Paul brothers. And if you listen to my podcast before, then you know I'm not a big fan of the Paul brothers. So yes, I get WWE's plan into bringing, you know, a celebrity in that people hate. I think pairing him with The Miz is a good deal. It's a good idea because people hate The Miz. You know, he's a heel. People hate Jake Paul. He's basically considered a heel. So I see where WWE's going with this. My problem with this is that it's kind of not needed. Yeah, yes, it's good to pair them together, but it's not needed. And I tweeted this earlier today while Raw was still on the air. I said, you know, it's a shame that we could have Logan Paul, Johnny Knoxville, and the 24/7 title segments on TV more than we can get stars like Alexa Bliss on TV. We don't even have Veer on TV yet, and we've been promised Veer for months and months and months. So it doesn't make sense to me how they can put Knoxville and Logan Paul on TV, but you can't have your current roster on TV. You have no plans for Alexa Bliss. You have, you know, no plans for Finn Balor, obviously, going forward. We've seen what happened to Ricochet tonight, which is ridiculous. And I'll be getting to that here in a little bit. So I seen a lot of problems with tonight's episode overall. And that wasn't the main one, but that was the start of just a rough night. But then it kind of went downhill even more a little bit with the Intercontinental Champion, Ricochet, losing to Austin Theory. Now, I hated the Logan Paul segment, but I absolutely hated Theory beating Ricochet. Because Ricochet is your Intercontinental Champion. I understand you want to get so much hype around Austin Theory leading into WrestleMania. But having him beat your Intercontinental Champion that's supposed to be defending his title on Friday isn't doing Ricochet any favors. You know, it doesn't make any sense. You know, I get that Austin Theory is a match at WrestleMania. I get that. But why, of all people, did they have Ricochet job to Austin Theory? Of all people, they put their Intercontinental Champion in that position. It does not make sense. And I, for one, cannot make sense of that situation. Because what that's doing is that's putting Ricochet in a bad spot. That makes him look weak as an Intercontinental Champion. Especially when he has to defend his title this Friday night on SmackDown. So this isn't making him look strong, you know, going into his championship match. It's benefiting Austin Theory, yes. But if Austin Theory does not get a big push after WrestleMania, then this will just be a complete waste of time, and it'll be a complete waste of time for both Ricochet and Austin Theory, because this will hurt them both. Especially Ricochet, who's losing to a mid-carder. So when I saw this, I was very frustrated, because when you look at the Intercontinental Championship and all the history that it's had over the years, this title, it almost seems like it just doesn't matter anymore. And it hasn't mattered for several years since The Miz had it. I don't even remember the last time the Intercontinental Championship was even defended on a pay-per-view. And obviously, apparently it's not going to be defended on WrestleMania. They chose to have Ricochet defend his title on SmackDown. And another reason why I feel that the Intercontinental Championship hasn't had any value or hasn't been as important is because it keeps changing hands. There's no solid champion. And that's why I said that, you know, the Intercontinental Championship hasn't had any value to it since The Miz was champion. It's like they just don't care anymore. Even the 24/7 championship has gotten more TV time and more, it feels like the 24/7 championship has more value than the Intercontinental Championship itself. And the 24/7 championship right now is a joke. It's just for entertainment. I mean, the segments have gotten completely boring. They need to just do away with the 24/7 championship. I said that a long time ago. It's run its course. Yes, everybody loves R-Truth, but come on. I think we can. It's time we take R-Truth a little bit more serious now and take him away from this comedic role. It's because he has more value than that. We've seen what he's done in TNA. We've seen what he's done when he first came back to WWE. So I just feel they need to do away with the 24/7 championship, you know, because I feel like it's overshadowing the Intercontinental Championship at this point. Half of Monday Night Raw tonight and the last few weeks was based on the 24/7 championship. Way more than the Intercontinental Championship has probably seen in the last few months. Like I said, I don't know when the Intercontinental Championship was even defended on a pay-per-view last. I mean, what is it? Is it because the writers, they don't have any plans for the Intercontinental Championship? They don't have anything going forward for Ricochet? I would hate to think that they would give these titles to Ricochet, and you know, they just gave the United States Championship to Finn Balor, and then they have them both drop to Austin Theory. It doesn't make any sense. When we have been wanting a push for Finn Balor, we have been wanting a push for Ricochet, and now you have them both drop to Austin Theory. And like I said, if there's no big push for Austin Theory after WrestleMania, then this has just been a complete waste of time. Because we've seen this time and time again. Where we think, you know, certain talent's going to get a big push, and they start to, and in a few months it fizzles out. But it just sucks to see a talent like Ricochet and Finn Balor drop to somebody like Theory, especially when they are the current champions right now. When we have an Intercontinental Championship and we have a United States champion right now, it's so hard for me to see them job to a mid-carder. Not saying Austin Theory's not a good talent. Not saying he's not talented enough to be in the ring with Theory, Finn Balor or Ricochet. But what WWE is doing right now, they're making their champions look weak. And I get that you want to put hype around the Pat McAfee and the Austin Theory match by building Austin Theory up as much as you can. But having him beat your current champions just isn't the way to do it. There were probably more wrestlers willing to lose to Theory than Ricochet and Finn Balor in the last few weeks. Because in the end, this doesn't benefit them. Yes, they are the champions, but if I'm Ricochet right now, I wouldn't even know what to think. So that just didn't make sense to me. So then, you know, what are they gonna do from here? Will the Intercontinental Championship have any value to it going forward? Will Ricochet keep his championship belt? I hope so. I hope for a solid run. But if they keep booking him like this and having him lose to guys like Theory, especially when he's just had the belt, I don't see him having this championship much longer. I don't see a solid title run. But this is the way WWE is. And it just sucks because this is supposed to be the go-home show overall for WrestleMania. This is supposed to be, you know, the show that's supposed to get our attention for WrestleMania, that's supposed to hype up WrestleMania. And when I get us to watch WrestleMania, and it's become a stalemate. The Monday Night Raw tonight hasn't really done much for me. It hasn't really made me want to watch WrestleMania. Of course I'll watch it. But if I wasn't doing this podcast right now, and if I didn't do podcast at all, I probably wouldn't watch it. You know, I'm the typical wrestling fan. If I don't like it, I won't watch it. The only thing that's really hyping me up right now for WrestleMania is probably Edge and Styles and Brock versus Roman, because I want to see how that plays out. But other than that, you know, I don't get the point of having Knoxville at WrestleMania. I don't get the point of having Logan Paul. None of this makes sense. When you have a roster that is perfectly capable of filling these spots and giving you a show. Now, I get WWE, they do this every year. They bring these celebrities in, but they're just not needed. Do we need to see the Sami Zayn versus Johnny Knoxville match? No. Because what is this doing for Sami Zayn? Sami Zayn is another one who had the Intercontinental Championship just a few months ago. And lost it. And now he's facing Knoxville. This doesn't benefit Sami. And Knoxville doesn't wrestle. So I don't see the point in doing this. And Logan Paul, the same thing. People are going to hate Logan Paul regardless of what he does. And I said this in my tweet tonight. I said, I'm a fan of Corey Graves. Don't get me wrong, I am. But Corey Graves, he tried so hard to get Logan Paul over tonight, and it just didn't work. Hell, Jim Ross couldn't get Logan Paul over. It was a poor attempt, and it was so bad. Because there is nothing these commentators can say to get Logan Paul over right now. So this was the start of my night. You know, this was what I thought would be a downhill spiral. And it didn't seem to get any better as the night went on. And, you know, another thing that caught my eye tonight was Amos, or whatever you want to call him. I know the current plan tonight, I know the current plan for WrestleMania is to have Omos versus Lashley. And looking at this, I don't like this either. I think them bringing back Bobby Lashley of WrestleMania is a good thing. You know, we need Bobby Lashley, great talent. The guy's a monster, great shape. He's great. But they made him look so weak tonight. You know, when they sized him up with Omos, whatever the hell you want to call him. I mean, he was just throwing him around. And just a few months ago, when you think back to Bobby Lashley just a few months ago, you seen somebody dominant. You seen a dominant champion that almost looked completely unstoppable. And now, fast forwarding just a few months later, here we are. He's in the ring with Omos. And Omos is throwing him around like a rag doll before Bobby Lashley finally knocks him down. Now I get Omos is a lot bigger than Lashley, 400 pounds, 7'4", whatever, he is. But Lashley's been around a lot longer. Lashley is a former WWE champion. Lashley was a dominant WWE champion. So I don't feel like pairing him up with Lashley is a good idea. Because again, if Omos goes over on WrestleMania, if Omos beats Lashley, what does this do for Lashley? Where is Lashley going to go? Because I don't think they'll put him back in the WWE title picture. Yes, I mean, this makes Omos look stronger, going forward, beating a former WWE champion and, somebody as big as Lashley. But I don't see Omos being, in the main event picture. I see him lasting, maybe a few months on the main roster, and then he's going to disappear, much like the Great Khali, much like Ryback, much like Ezekiel Jackson, or any of those big guys. The same thing happens all the time. And let's be honest, we haven't really seen much of Omos athletically. He's just throwing guys around. I don't know how much wrestling experience he has, but
I don't see him sticking around on the main roster for a long time. If anything, maybe he'll go down to NXT. But I don't see him sticking around the main roster, and that's why I say I don't think it's a good idea to pair him with Lashley for WrestleMania. If they're going to do anything, you know, pair Omos with any singles competitor but Lashley. Because it does not make sense to have Omos, you know, destroy the Viking Raiders. It doesn't make sense to have Omos go in there and destroy Apollo Crews, who was once supposed to get a big push. I don't know what to think. You know, I get that he has to face someone. I get that he, you know, has to go over, but I don't think Lashley's the answer. I really don't. So that this was another thing that definitely caught my eye tonight, watching Raw. The few things I loved about Raw tonight was the Bianca Belair and Becky Lynch segment. I mean, these two were just doing so well telling the story. And this rivalry's been great. I love Becky Lynch as a heel, to be honest. And Bianca Belair, I've said before that she was going to be a big star on the main roster, and she's killing it right now, so I'm very happy for her as well. So if I'm gonna watch WrestleMania, that's one of the reasons why, is to see Bianca Belair and Becky Lynch, because they are doing great. You know, I would like to see a hair versus hair match if I'm gonna book it, but that's just me. You know, from what we saw tonight, you know, Becky Lynch almost cut Bianca's hair off, and then Bianca turned it around on her and started cutting her hair. You know, it takes me back to the old Molly Holly versus Victoria match at WrestleMania, the hair versus hair match. Which I don't see Bianca and Becky having that kind of match, but it would be cool. But then again, you know, I don't see that happening. So I don't want to say that's gonna happen for, you know, WrestleMania, because, you know, I'm not the one booking the event. Maybe during the week we'll get some type of rumor or something going around, or maybe we'll hear some news. Maybe it will happen. Who knows? You know, WWE, they don't advertise things like they used to. We hear more news from news outlets nowadays than we do the actual source. So who knows? But yeah, this is one thing that definitely caught my attention tonight. I know Becky Lynch, not Becky Lynch, but I know Bianca Belair, she's been off TV with a storyline injury. Now she's back, and they're resuming their feud. And it's definitely caught my attention. Like I said, Becky Lynch is a heel. She's doing great. I love her as a heel. I never really cared for Becky Lynch as a babyface. She was, I wasn't really behind the whole man gimmick. I don't think she was very over as a babyface. I think she was more or less overrated. That's just my opinion. The fans loved it, but I don't know. I think she's definitely better on the mic as a heel, you know, because I definitely get behind heels, especially when they're good on the mic. And Becky Lynch is doing a great job, so give her props. And this is somebody that has come back from pregnancy. You know, she's never lost her title. She's got it back. She's defending at WrestleMania. So here we are a year later, you know, the rematch, Bianca Belair versus Becky Lynch. If I had to pick who's going to win this match, I'd say Becky Lynch, but I'd say Bianca Belair. Because this is the rematch. Maybe somewhere down the line we'll have a trilogy or something. It'd be cool. But as far as I know, the Bianca Belair versus Becky match, it is just a regular match. No special stipulation. But like I said, you know, it's only Monday, so maybe there could be a stipulation added. The way WWE does things nowadays, you just never know. So let's wait and see. So let's fast forward ahead to, you know, the rest of Monday night. Kevin Owens and Stone Cold. I think Kevin Owens is doing a great job. I thought his impersonation of Stone Cold was great last week. I do like the fact that WWE is holding off on having Stone Cold on TV. I do like the fact that they're keeping him off TV until WrestleMania. I think that's the right call. I like the fact that they teased his return last week, you know, getting the crowd hyped up. Now, like I said in last week's episode, that, you know, it was rumored to be a match. It was rumored to be Stone Cold versus Kevin Owens. But Stone Cold, you know, said he wanted just to do a segment, which is understandable if you think about his injuries and everything he's been through. It definitely makes sense. So I'm excited for this. Even though it's just a segment, I'm still excited because anytime Stone Cold gets in the ring, you know it's going to be a good segment. You know there's going to be a Stone Cold Stunner to end it. But apparently this is going to be a brawl. From what I'm reading, it's supposed to be, you know, a good brawl that's supposed to end in a stunner. It's what I've read. Now, you know, I'm not confirming nothing. It's just a rumor. I don't know. So don't take it from me. But that's just what I've heard. So I'm definitely looking forward to this. I've heard Stone Cold is in some good shape. I've heard he's been working out. And I've heard he's pretty excited to get back in the ring. You know, it's been 19 years since we've seen Stone Cold in a ring. So this is definitely something to look forward to. This isn't just a regular segment like we usually see in, you know, a Stone Cold appearance. This is supposed to be something worthy to watch. And honestly, as much of a build as they put into this, I hope it is. I hope there is, you know, a good brawl. I hope we do get to see more than just a stunner. I definitely hope we get to see more than just a 5-10 minute segment. I definitely hope there's a payoff, because if there wasn't, then, you know, why would they hype it up this big? So I feel like there's definitely more than just a KO show segment. Because anytime Stone Cold's in the ring, you know it's going to be big. But the way they're hyping this up, there's got to be something more. But we shall see, guys. Tonight, I think those were the only few things that I've noticed about Monday Night Raw that actually got me hyped up for WrestleMania this week. Other than that, I don't know. I am looking forward to Seth Rollins versus Cody Rhodes. This has pretty much been confirmed. Cody Rhodes signed with WWE just over a week ago. And It was announced that Vince McMahon is now picking Seth Rollins' opponent. Now, the rumor was they were supposed to have Cody Rhodes come in secretly. They were supposed to do this big surprise. They wanted everybody to be surprised with Cody Rhodes' return, much like, you know, the Hardy Boys' return to WrestleMania. But with all the spoilers and all the leaks that happened, you know, obviously everybody knows this isn't going to be a big surprise. So, like I said, it's pretty much confirmed that we are going to see Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania. I do like the build up to this feud. You know, having Seth Rollins lose every week. I do like the payoff at the end, that the fact that we're getting Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins. To be honest, I'm not the biggest Cody Rhodes fan, and I've said it before in one of my podcast episodes. I don't know which one it was, to be honest, but I don't get the appeal about Cody Rhodes. I know that he has a big draw, but I guess he's just not my cup of tea. I don't know. But we shall see what happens. I am a fan of Seth Rollins. And whenever Seth Rollins is in the ring, you know it's going to be a show. So I hope him and Cody can pull it off. I do wish this was a surprise. I do wish that it wasn't spoiled. As I've said before in my podcast, I think these news outlets, they ruin a lot of wrestling. They ruin a lot of our surprises. As I've said before, you know, to be a wrestling fan, you have to stay off the internet. Quit reading the spoilers. That's almost impossible nowadays, because if you have Twitter and you scroll through Twitter, that's all you see is news and rumors and spoilers and everything. So it's definitely a letdown, but hopefully WrestleMania, you know, won't be a complete dud, as the, you know, last few pay-per-views that WWE has had. The Royal Rumble was horrible. I'm hoping WrestleMania can make up for it. But, you know, I don't know. WWE, they need to rebound. You know, they need to bounce back. And I feel at this point, I feel that they think Cody Rhodes is the answer. And for Cody's sake, I hope that he has booked a little better this time around in WWE. I hope that this run for him is better than his previous. Because if you know the way Cody Rhodes is booked, in the Stardust gimmick, it didn't go well. And to be honest, it's hard seeing Cody as a main eventer. I don't know if they will push him that far. Not saying he's not a main eventer. I don't see them pushing Cody to the main event scene just yet. I am shocked to see that he's actually going to WWE. They had to have paid him a good amount of money to leave AEW and not resign. You know, it's because I've always thought that Cody Rhodes was in a good position in AEW. He's the one that helped build AEW. Apparently him and Tony Khan, they didn't see eye to eye. They had different visions from what I've read. So, you know, things happen. But I just hope Cody Rhodes, you know, has a decent run. Like I said, I'm not the biggest fan. But hey, maybe, you know, maybe that can change if Cody Rhodes gets a decent run. So we'll see within the next few weeks of what happens. We'll see after WrestleMania what kind of push he gets, assuming he's going to be on Raw. I don't think that Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins, I don't think this is going to be a one-match deal. I think this will happen even after WrestleMania. I do feel like we're going to rematch. Maybe even a possible feud. But those are just a few things that caught my eye tonight. with Monday Night Raw. Hopefully SmackDown is a little bit better, but not, you know, maybe not by much, but you know, we'll see, guys. Sorry if my throat sounds a little raspy tonight. I just now realized, you know, that I might be sounding a little raspy tonight. So I apologize for that. In other news, Triple H retires from wrestling. He announced on a Stephen Smith show that he will no longer compete in the ring, and he announced his retirement. As many of you may have expected, you know, he's up there in age. He's up there with Shawn and Taker and Stone Cold. And this was kind of expected, you know. It's definitely might have took some by surprise. Might have been a big slap in the face. Maybe a harder slap in the face than Will Smith to Chris Rock, but Triple H is definitely one of the greatest heels of all time. Somebody I grew up watching. It is crazy to think that a lot of the guys I grew up watching are now retiring. It makes me feel old at 25, you know. But Triple H has given all of this business, and even, you know, after his in-ring career is over, you know, he's still helping out with NXT. He's still creating talent and doing so much behind the scenes to help build the next generation of stars. Triple H is the reason we have NXT, you know. And I don't know what kind of relationship that Vince and Triple H have. I know that Shawn Michaels was running NXT, from what I've heard. I don't know if that's true. So I do hope that maybe, you know, we'll still get to see Triple H in the ring. You know, he won't be wrestling, of course, but maybe he'll still be making appearances. You know, hopefully he can still work behind the scenes at some point, and maybe have a more backstage role, which is something that, you know, WWE would need going forward. You know, because NXT was fine the way it was, but, you know, something happened with Triple H, and now, you know, a lot has changed with NXT. The logo, the, you know, the atmosphere, storylines, you know, just everything to me. It's definitely a different feel from what it was. Now it's 2.0. It's definitely different from the original. You can definitely tell that it's definitely been tweaked, and not for the good. So hopefully we see more of Triple H behind the scenes. Like I said, Triple H is one of the best heels in the business. Somebody I grew up watching. Somebody I grew up hating as a heel. But like I said, with your heels, you know, like I said with Scott Hall, you know, last week's episode, I said, you know, if you're a heel and somebody hates you enough, then you're doing your job right. And Triple H definitely did his job in and out the ring. So congrats on your retirement, Triple H. Enjoy your retirement. You definitely deserve it. Thank you for 30 years of the game. And I hope to see you in the ring. Hope to see you on TV, you know, more. But can't really say I'm hyped up for Mania this year, guys. Just have to see what happens. It's just one of those you have to see what happens kind of deals, you know. The build up definitely wasn't exciting. I think there should have been more of a build up for WrestleMania this year, but there wasn't. So hopefully WrestleMania is a little bit better than the build up to it, but they have a stacked card. I mean, but We'll just have to see what happens. Should be some surprises. Could be some returns. I don't know. Bayley was rumored to return. I heard Oscar was supposed to return soon. But there is that Raw after WrestleMania where you usually see the surprises, you usually see the returns. The Raw after WrestleMania is usually exciting. So hopefully we'll see something soon regarding Bayley and Oscar. So we'll see, but I want to thank you guys for listening. Next week's episode will definitely be a longer episode. I just want to give you guys a quick episode of tonight leading into WrestleMania. Hopefully, we'll get some more. So I want to thank you guys for listening. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.